This is North Shore Today for Wednesday, September 28, 2016. Sean Horgan writes in the Gloucester Times that Stephen David Smith still hasn't been found nearly 7 weeks after the Gloucester man was reported missing. His brother Richard Smith is quoted as saying, "We're still hoping for the best and praying that he will be found alive." Smith's disappearance remains an active missing persons case for the Gloucester Police Department, albeit stalled by a lack of material leads that could advance the search to a conclusion, according to police and Sean Horgan. Detective Lieutenant Joseph Fitzgerald on Tuesday said Gloucester police have conducted numerous interviews, notified law enforcement departments in every community in which Smith's phone was used prior to his disappearance, and included Smith in a nationwide database of missing persons. Sean Horgan continues, they've also checked with hospitals throughout the North Shore and the greater Boston area. The Smith family has established a Facebook page dedicated to fielding any leads to what might have happened to Smith and where he might be. They've also listed him on lostandmissing.org. That's lostnmissing.org, and recently hired a private investigator out of Boston to supplement the police search for their brother. Well, there's a new focus on mental health at Swampscott High School. Bill Newell has that story.
On October 5th at 6 o'clock, there will be a ribbon-cutting ceremony at the high school for two new programs aimed at providing a supportive environment for students suffering from mental or emotional health concerns. In a story in today's Daily Item of Limb, Gayla Colley continues to write, "Last March, plans for a transition program for students were presented to a school committee meeting. A major component of the program is to transition students back to high school that have been hospitalized. The hospitalizations could be for mental health issues or physical conditions that have caused them emotional stress." At the time, Craig Harris, school psychologist, said 12 students had been hospitalized last school year, but updated numbers were not provided on Tuesday. Five of those students had been hospitalized multiple times. Today, that transition program has a name: Swampscott Integrated for Transition, SWIFT, and is specifically designed to address the needs of students re-entering school after absences due to serious mental problems or medical issues. I'm Bill Newell for MSO News Sports.
Thank you, sir. Ray Lamont in the Gloucester Times writes that when school officials and residents spoke Monday night of potential sites for a new consolidated school to house up to 470 students from the current Veterans Memorial and East Gloucester schools, some offered that the 10.6-acre Fuller School site would be a viable option if it became available. On Tuesday, Mayor Safathia Romeo-Taken provided her own answer: it's not. The city is now 7 months into negotiating a purchase and sale agreement with a group centered on the Cape Ann YMCA. It is in the final stages of cementing the $5.6 million offer it accepted in February from Fuller Mixed Use Ventures LLC, according to the mayor, and is not turning back. Romeo-Taken is quoted as saying Fuller is off the table. Dustin Luca writes in the Salem News that the planning board in Salem signed off on a rezoning effort that would pave the way for F.W. Webb to get faster and easier approval, but it wasn't an easy decision for many of the board members to make. The board voted unanimously at a meeting held Tuesday night to rezone 293 Bridge Street and a sizable piece of 297 Bridge Street into commercial B4 zoning, a format friendly for business, wholesale, and automotive uses. The sites are currently zoned North River Canal Corridor and two-family residential, respectively. The vote followed a presentation before the board and city council last week. Dustin Luca continues, about a dozen neighbors to the project turned out to the earlier hearing and spoke against the zoning change. More than a dozen neighbors also attended Tuesday night's meeting, though comment was prohibited since the hearing was closed a week earlier, according to Tom Daniel, the city's community development director. And, of course, there's more on that story by Dustin Luca in today's Salem News. This is North Shore Today on MSONewsports.com.